So this is the tenor two part for Oh What a Beautiful Morning. We sent the link to the version that we're doing. It won't probably be quite the same as that when we come to sing it together. I'd like a little bit more sort of exuberance and energy about it. But anyway, it's useful to listen to it. And also you'll get the sense of the key changes, which are quite tricky, going from on page five to page six, where the music changes key into some quite unusual keys that it goes to. So have a listen to it so you can feel a sense of where the music is going, and that might help you to fit your part in into the context of the whole thing. All right, so here it is from the beginning, the second tenor part, Oh What a Beautiful Morning. Here we go. Ready now. Where the part says Eunice over the top, for example, at bar 45, that's the end of the second stave on page 4, it's over the top, you see it says U-N-I-S, Eunice. That means both the first and second tenor parts sing there. There are several places where that happens. After you've been singing parts, you then join together. Eunice, short for unison. So, for example, there's another one at bar 79 at the bottom of page 6. At the top of page 7, it says Eunice. Bar 91, it says Eunice over the top. So if it says Eunice over the top, you sing with the first tenors. However, on the last page, this is bar 110, you'll see that the top tenors come in on their own on Oh What a Beautiful Day. And you come in two bars later, so the last two bars of the middle line of page 8, you come in sort of echoing them. right? So you don't sing together there. It doesn't say Eunice over the top, okay? So I hope that's clear. But do listen to it, because some of those key changes in the middle, you need to get your ears sort of accustomed to what's going on there. Okay, thank you.